This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
How does a prepubescent child perform Hajj and Umrah? So when we say prepubescent, we mean obviously a small kid. Obviously, if you are above Bulugh, if you become Baligh, pubescent, maybe 10, 12, 14, 15, even for some late bloomers, then they're an adult. They're to be treated as an adult, and all of the rules would then apply. And when it comes to Hajj and Umrah, of course, Hajj, every Muslim is obligated to do that at least once in their lifetime as an adult, because they understand it, and they understand the wisdom, and their sincerity is proper, and it's real. Unlike a child who's doing it because their parents want them to, they're just doing it because, you know, it looks fun, and they're doing it because they're being promised sweets and chocolates and all the rest of it. Theirs is more, we're creating a habit, we're creating yani the culture that they're going to be then thriving and blooming in, inshallah. So theirs is different. So its legal status is different, but from its practical point of view, as the questioner asks, it's exactly the same. Same ihram for the boy, no ihram for the girls. Girls wear all full clothes as normal. They're all the prayers, all the dhikr, all the sacrificing, all the shaving. Everything that is to be applied to the adult is done to the kid. The big difference is that if the kid needs to tap out at any time, then they can. There's no compensation to pay. There's no fidya. There's no sacrifice that needs to be offered for a mistake. This is because the child was never obligated to do it in the first place. Now, there is a minority position, yes, that even the legalities should be treated like for the adult. But the majority, and the Hanafis especially, were very prominent in this and very clear, and it is overwhelming that it's the correct position. And that is that the child is not obligated to complete the act if they pull out because they're too tired or they're ill. They do not need to offer sacrifice or compensation because it was never legally obligated upon them in the first place. And that is definitely closer to the truth. So in principle, it's exactly the same. But behind the scenes, we know that if they make some mistakes, then they're not held accountable for that. And this Hajj, of course, is something which is highly recommended, even for young or the Umrah. Hajj less so, because it's very difficult, but certainly Umrah. And the reward will go to their parents and to that child in a non-specific manner. But it doesn't count for the actual Hajj and Umrah. You can't, you know, blag when you're 20 years old, oh, I did my Hajj and Umrah when I was 10. That doesn't count. You still have to do a proper one when you're an adult as well.
Thank you for watching. Please subscribe to the channel and like the videos so that you can get notified of the new releases, and consider donating to this worthy cause.